The number 42. This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Roy Vasquez. Episode number 635 is here. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. The fact that it is time to work hard and achieve the desired goals means that you see yourself regularly. The words, work hard, play hard, and perform, often come to mind, but what about the number 42? In this popular book, 42 is the number of 7.5 million years in which the supercomputer Deep Thought provided the ultimate question: life, the universe and everything. Although the answer was never explained by Deep Thoughts, it was in many ways interpreted as an angel and number 42. This has happened in the world of angels and is interpreted in many ways, such as a symbol of life, a sign of love or even as a message from God. The computer was created to discover this question while it was on planet Earth, and the answer was 42. The mystery of the number stems from the computer's stumbling of Deep Thought, in which computers discovered the question and stumbled upon the answers. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, an advanced alien who created a supercomputer called Deep Thought to answer the so-called ultimate question. After 7.5 million years, she determined that the answer was 42. Deep Thoughts did not know the exact question they were supposed to answer, making 42 a completely meaningless answer. Why Adams chose 42 is the subject of much speculation, but in 2007 he put many of those assumptions on hold due to a fan-based Usenet newsgroup. The answer is simple, but Deep Thought knew that every supercomputer known on Earth was designed by it to raise a question every 10 million years. Adams's mysterious number has even inspired a number of other science fiction novels, including Hitchhiking Through the Galaxy and A Clockwork Orange. No one has chosen the number 42, which is an ordinary, smaller number, but it is one of the most famous numbers in science fiction. Douglas Adams was wrong to pick 42 and say it was a wild card. But he was not wrong in the sense that he was wrong. Although 42 may not necessarily be the answer to the ultimate question of life, it has the largest number of known facts in the world and may have a larger number than any other number, as there are no answers to life outside the universe. The number 42 on the back of a letter-by-letter list contains exactly 42 letters, with the exception of 42 letters. Arthur Dent Fords, the prefect, found that multiplying 6 by 9 gives you the number 42 that first appeared in a radio play and was found by Arthur Dent and Ford in Prefect. The English author Douglas Adams published his first novel, The Hunting Snark, in which he is obsessed with the number 42. The fact that Adams named an episode of the radio play, Fit, after a chapter or section Lewis Carroll uses in Hunting Snark, suggests that he was influenced by Carroll's fascination with numbers and his frequent use of them. The English mathematician and author of a number of books on mathematics is actually himself a mathematician. Arthur Dent Ford, the prefect, found out what you get when you multiply 6 by 9, and it first appeared in a radio play. A supercomputer called Deep Thought spent 7.5 million years pondering the ultimate question, but no one remembers what the question is until they find the answer. The street of New York City is also the location of a film of the same name, which also made a name for itself and later inspired a musical adaptation of 42nd Street. The fact that Adams named the episode in the radio play, Fitz, after a chapter or section used by Lewis Carroll in Hunting Snark, suggests that he was influenced by Carroll's fascination with the frequent use of numbers. Popular gadget magazine A Stuff A did not publish a number 42 in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, instead the 41st issue was followed by the 43rd. The SC7A Architecture Working Group chose AG42 because architecture is the answer to life and the universe and everything, ignoring designations 26 and 41. A 42 is the number used to encode the first two digits of a number in a computer program such as Microsoft Word or Excel. The software used to solve the 42 is the same code used for the number 33 previously discovered by Booker and published in the journal Research in Number Theory. As Booker explains in this video, this is not the first time that the sum of three dice numbers has been found. I would also like to see whether this is a question that the mathematician Louis Mordell asked as early as the early 1950s. You will remember that giant computers like Deep Thought offer answers to the meaning of life, the universe, and everything in between, but no answers. Episode 635 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Roy Vasquez. Adios.